Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Yes, it's a thing of beauty every week. It's you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. It's the passionate radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. We thank you for listening today. Dr. Mike Roizen is the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. He's in Cleveland, Ohio. Dr. Deb Lonser is a pediatrician, not with us this week, and she will be back soon to join us on the show. Very easy to do on the phone, 877-711-5211, or udocs@gmail.com. youdocs@gmail.com. We stream at gabradio.com. And anything you may have missed or want to hear over again, a lot of this stuff is great to hear over and over again. The information never wears out. You can do it at radiomd.com. Coming up in this hour, 17 after, 20 after, it's What's Toxic and What's Not, Dr. Gary Ginsberg. There's a study out about asthma. How about toxics and couches? My goodness, toxics and couches. Also, it could be some pesticide toxicity from bed bug sprays. And maybe doctors ought to take a stand against household pesticide use in general. That is some of the issues Dr. G will be tackling at 20 after the hour. Then at 34 past the hour, it's called Straight Talk from the Docs. Joining Dr. Mike is Dr. Arthur Perry. And what's the back and forth about today?
Well, we're talking about two things. One is, can you, this is a key thing, can you, by taking a pill, turn gray hair black? And I think that's a really, if you will, from my standpoint, an incredibly interesting problem because it is melanin pigment. And the second one is close to my heart as well, since I have gray hair, that one's close. And the other one is relates to anesthesiologists, which I have been one, and that is an anesthesiologist needed for cosmetic procedures? That is, what's the chance you will survive without an anesthesiologist? Are surgeons good enough to do this now? Are drugs safe enough to do this now? So we'll cover both of those in a study, and if you want to get in on the action, please feel free to call.
Good. Listen, if you're that worried about gray hair, I have a couple of extra cans of this stuff you spray on, like from Ronco. Remember that, Ronco? Ron Popeil? A couple of infomercials, I bought an extra case of that stuff. Just spray on the bald spot. It's a couple of years old now. I can't vouch for the...
I don't know it.
Oh, it's an infomercial. You spray it on, it gets rid of gray hair. It's one of these Ronco things.
It's a spray-on.
I can't vouch for the effect the effective date, but you know, I can send you a couple cans if you want to do that. here's Dr. Mike and a real age tip of the week. Let's do it.
Now on You, the Owner's Manual, this is the Real Age Tip of the Week with Michael Roizen, MD.
In the tip of the week this week, reaping the health benefits of sleep. If you love hitting the hay early and have no problems resisting the late night lures of Facebook updates, Jay or Conan, or I should say my favorite, John Stewart, you'll love this news. Getting a good night's sleep does more than protect against diabetes, weight gain, and cranky morning. Clocking 7 to 8 hours also reduces your risk of colon cancer by 50%, heart attacks by 50%, strokes by 20% compared with night owls. That's a stellar return on an investment that requires only a commitment to bedtime, comfy pajamas or nothing at all, your call, in a dark room. More on that in a few seconds. What if you're a chronic sleep skimper like I sometimes have? The shifts in body chemistry linked to late nights and early wake-up calls are enough to keep you up even later. Short sleep can throw off your appetite-regulating hormones, ghrelin and leptin, in ways that make you eat more, gain more, and get more blood sugar problems, boosting heart attacks and strokes. Missing too many Z's can also increase body-wide inflammation, which gunks up your arteries and fuels cancer. Could it be worse? Yep. Ignoring your body clock messes with the sleepy time hormone melatonin, which doubles as a cancer deterrent. Give your body the gift of great sleep can be as simple as sticking with regular lights-out schedule, nixing caffeine 3 hours before bedtime, being physically active but not too close to bedtime, and silencing electronics an hour before shut-eye and closing the curtain. A dark room will get your melatonin moving and maybe your partner too. The Real Age benefit, about 1.8 years younger, not even accounting for the extra weight loss and other goodies that this sleep gives you, reaping the health benefits of sleep. Joe, you don't get enough sleep.
No. As a matter of fact, you know, from what I understand, 25% of us sleep 8 hours or more. That 8 hour thing, is there any one perfect amount of sleep that's right for everybody? I think we sleep about 2 hours less a night than we did 50 years ago, which can't be good for our health. Is there a perfect night hour?
The people live longest and with less disability if, in fact, they have what we call 6.5 to 8 hours. If you sleep longer than 8.5 or shorter than 6.5, you increase your risk of a whole bunch of diseases, as well as disabilities.
Okay. Let's do the number one medical story of the week. You think this is number one, and then we'll go to Dr. Ginsburg at 20 minutes after the hour. The number one medical story of the week is about soda and its connection to possible connection between a man's cancer. What's the connection?
Well, this is a large study. It was done in Europe where they questioned individuals about their habits, all of their habits, including their sleep habits, but they questioned them about their soda habits. And what it turned out was that those people who had one soda or more, just one a day of a regular sugared soda, increased the ferocity, the intensity, or the aggressiveness of their prostate cancer by 40%. So this is a study, more than 8,000 people. By the way, sugared cereals did it too, about the same amount. And we all know that past studies have linked sugared soft drinks to increased arthritis, osteoarthritis, as well as an increased risk by 80% of stroke in women, as well as diabetes, as well as heart disease. Now it looks like it's also associated with aggressive prostate cancers. You know who owns a large, I think he owns 9%, his company does, of the Coca-Cola company, is someone who drinks a lot of sugared sodas, and that's Warren Buffett, who also had prostate cancer last year. Remember? I pray he's such a great contributor to the American scene and a contributor in getting other people to donate money to charity. I just hope he realizes this before the prostate cancer gets to him.
Yeah, that's the top medical story of the week. More to come before the end of this hour. But next up is what's toxic and what's not. Dr. Gary Ginsburg will talk about a study now about more asthma possible. Also, toxics in couches, pesticide toxicity from bed bug sprays. And should doctors take a stand against household pesticide use? Dr. G, what's toxic and what's not? Coming up on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. Don't go away.
Fresh Fresh Healthy Vending, the most successful healthy vending machine business in the nation, is now seeking franchise partners. For the first time in your community, Fresh Healthy Vending is looking to launch its highly successful, profitable, and innovative vending concept. Here's how it works. Own your own route of bright, colorful, high-tech, healthy vending machines that offer a range of natural, organic, and healthy snacks and drinks. Yogurts, fresh fruit, juices, smoothies, fruit cups, iced tea, and more. Over 500 healthy products to choose from. These machines will be placed for you by Fresh's professional team of location specialists. Your machines will be making money in schools, businesses, retailers, hospitals, and other profitable locations throughout your community. Securing the most profitable locations for our franchise partners is Fresh Healthy Vending's number one goal. Own your own money-making vending business opportunity. Minimum investment, $80,000. Go to FreshVending.com for the full story. That's FreshVending.com. FreshVending.com.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.